USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both hit the campaign trails on Friday as the 2024 presidential election heats up. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News to discuss how red states are doing ahead of the election.
States like Arkansas and other red states across the country continue to excel and do well. I think this bodes very well for the election coming up in November. I think President Trump is on track. I think there is such a great contrast to what is happening in blue states led by Democrat governors.
New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump. USA's Laura Winters with the details.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
As Houston continues to prepare for the college football playoffs national championship, executive director of the CFP, Bill Hancock, has his faith in Houston's public safety officials.
The most important team for this weekend is here, is the public safety people. And I can tell you, we've been working here for the last year and more to put this on. But every time we encountered a person from public safety, they were totally professional. And I'll tell you, I'm not losing any sleep about the safety of the fans.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. A 13-year-old from Oklahoma is claiming to be the first person to beat the video game Tetris on Nintendo.
The teen goes by the nickname Blue Scooty online. He posted a video to YouTube, which seemed to show him defeat the famed falling block puzzle game. The record was previously held by an AI bot. He was maybe 40 minutes into playing the game when the teen realized he'd nearly reached the final kill screen. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A restaurant chain is closing stores across the country. USA Radio's Skip Kelly explains.
TGI Fridays is abruptly closing 36 underperforming restaurants, including some in the tri-state. 7 locations are closing in New Jersey and 5 are shutting down in New York. The nearly 60-year-old restaurant chain said the move is part of the company's ongoing growth strategy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.